driving to lunch. Surprisingly warm. It's hard to know what to do with the weather these days. Hard to know how to dress. Because we'll go from downright cold in the mornings to unusually warm in the day, and back down to chilly in the evenings. It's really bizarre. Of course, today, if you're much of a tech geek, and I'm definitely qualified as a tech geek, I think, the new iPad is going to be announced. It's going to be coming out. And the iPad 2, from what I understand, there's going to be some fairly significant changes in certain areas. It is finally going to have not just one camera, but two cameras. It's going to have, apparently, a larger speaker. The processor's beefed up quite a bit. Battery power is supposed to be better. I don't know how many surprises there's going to be besides that. I've had an iPad now for several months. And I can say, despite... If you're not a big fan of Apple, and I know there's plenty of people that aren't, just as there's plenty of people that are a little bit too much of a fan... The iPad, I do have to say, is really a remarkable little device. I swear by it. I use it for just about everything, pretty literally. Same as my iPhone. It's not a perfect device. The fact that it doesn't have a camera, I thought would bother me more than it actually has. I hadn't really missed a camera on my iPad. I'm sure having one will be great, but it hasn't been something that... has just plagued me since I bought it. It's just been too useful for that. But part of the reason I was going to bring this up is there was an interesting news bit yesterday, and I didn't catch a lot of the details. So check it out and sort of look, find out whatever I'm missing here. Look it up for yourself. But it sounded kind of interesting that apparently the FAA is going to be allowing pilots to use iPad apps for certain vital data that's required in the process of operating an aircraft, instead of the usual paper analog data that they're required to have. That's pretty amazing when you think about it. Is that and apparently the pilots are quite a big fans of this development, because it will mean... apparently the cockpits will be much less crowded and much less cramped in certain ways, because there's a lot of stuff apparently you have to carry. I keep saying apparently. That's because I'm driving and I'm paying more attention to my driving than I am my audio boo, I promise you. You can tell from my halting speech. Another sort of indicator that we really are living in very different times. Also, I wanted to say thanks for the feedback I've been getting lately. As a few people have pointed out, and you're quite correct, definitely my tweets and my online content in general, audio boos and tweets and everything else, have actually taken a turn for the spacey. I suppose it's something that that's always sort of at the top of my head. But I just tend to sort of push it down and not... I don't typically do a lot of social media hosing down of my science geekery. But I've just kind of decided to do that lately, because more and more I'm getting fascinated. I'm not a big fan of a lot of other topics I could get sort of heated about. For instance, politics, etc. But there's always space. So I keep pausing, I know, because I'm going out to lunch. But you're almost certainly from here on out going to be hearing a lot more about space. It's just something that I've really been kind of pushed to talk a lot more about lately. Well, I think I'll wrap it up here. I hope you're having a lovely day or evening, depending on when you're listening to this.